Hi, Bill.
Hi. There's a couple of questions come to mind. When did these chemtrails, when did these programs begin?
When did they begin, Michael?
Well, Diane perhaps would be able to answer that better. We believe in about 1997. Is that correct, Diane?
What do you say, Diane?
They started at least 20 years ago. From what we've been able to find out in research, it picked up a speed, it picked up an intensity around 1998.
Bill?
Yeah, the reason I ask is when you see video from World War II and actually the 1950s and 60s, I was a kid, and you'd see the contrails from the super fortresses, and you made a distinction between chemtrails and contrails, and in fact, an aeronautic engineer could probably, or a meteorologist could put this to bed right now. You know, there is no difference. You know, it's simply condensation, and it comes out the rear end, and it dissipates based on the temperature differences, the amount of vapor, and the atmosphere. And the contrails, or chemtrails, if you will, that we see overhead, watch one today. I made a joke to a friend of mine about that. And even they look no different than they look when I was a kid, looking at the sky. We'd always go out. There was a jet going way up there. We'd all be outside looking at it. They look no different. You know, and there's another issue, and it's this. It's simply the numbers of people involved in these programs. You know, there's a saying, you can keep a secret if two people know it and one of them's dead. And, you know, maybe the pilot doesn't know exactly what it is he's doing, but he knows what he's doing. Or there's somebody... There's engineers and there are technicians on the ground and there are chemists making this stuff up and there are people designing this stuff and you're talking about, you know, literally millions of gallons of these chemicals being made and being loaded on thousands and thousands of jet aircraft.
Right. It's a fair question, Michael. I mean, has anyone come forward and talked about their participation in the program?
Absolutely, people have, and of course, I want to reference one of our congressmen, Dennis Kucinich, who have openly discussed this. However, we have had a number of whistleblowers, none who have been willing to identify themselves. But I want to ask our caller, are you familiar with the Manhattan Project? Have you heard of that?
Oh, come on, of course.
Yes? Okay, if you've heard of that, a number of years went by before they produced a whistleblower. That was one of our reasons in producing the film was really to get people who are involved in these programs aware of what they were doing. And I want to address your issue of the persistent contrail. What you stated, and we actually have addressed this, not in the film, but on the Coalition Against Geoengineering, the issue exactly of what you're talking about, planes back in World War II. And yes, there is a such thing as a persistent contrail, a contrail that will last and linger in the sky a little bit longer, but they're very rare. They require two very specific conditions, very humid air and very cold air, normally found at very low elevations above areas where they were fighting in World War II. Not what we're seeing in the upper stratosphere, typically above the desert regions of the world on a daily basis.
What else, Bill?
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it, and I encourage you to look into this more deeply. Again, I was very skeptical at first, and it was something that it was difficult for me to accept. But again, there's a mountain of evidence. There's toxic fallout around the world that cannot be disputed. It matches geoengineers' plans and proposals over 97 different patents. So, you know, we've looked into all of this, and I just thank you for your call.
Bill, anything else you want to say?
Well, I'd just like to hear somebody other than a politician getting interested, and I'd like to hear what an aeronautic engineer has to say about the differences. And, you know, he mentions the Manhattan Project. You know, that was exposed as soon as the first bomb was dropped over Hiroshima. You know, it was over. Everybody knew about Manhattan.
Yeah,
so there was no big secret after 10 years.
What do you say, Diane?
Well, to even have all these questions about the engineering, the fact is these things are in the sky. I was raised by military bases my entire life. My dad worked with NASA, subcontracting. I know what a contrail looks like. I am an outdoor girl. I grew up outside, in the desert, in the mountains, here at the beach. The first line I saw was in 1998, and it started from off the ocean, flying inland and over the mountains. And I got out of the car and watched, and I said, there is something wrong with this. This is not normal. This is not what I've grown up seeing.
All right, we'll leave it at that. Bill, thanks for the call. That's got him locked in. Here's Michelle in Atascadero on KVEC. Hi, Michelle.
Anyway, so I'm just curious, what have you ever got a close-up of these aircraft that you say are emitting the chemtrails? Do you think it's a fuel additive, or is it some sort of spray?
Yeah, can you give me a short answer on this, please, Michael?
Yeah, there are numerous patents, and you can look at the Welsbach patent, which is actually a device for the outside of airplanes. It's a spraying device, and they specifically mentioned that it was designed to spray aluminum oxide. So, yeah, I don't think it's added. Although John Holdren, Obama's science czar, had stated that they want to add it to fuel, I don't know if it's added to fuel. I think it's primarily because most of the patents that we see are related for outside of the airplane.
All right, we'll leave it at that, Michelle. Thank you. Let me squeeze in Lisa in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Sorry, I thought my phone had a problem. Hey, I was just wondering, I've only been listening for about 15, 20 minutes. But the one caller had talked about how it takes very, one of your speakers has said it takes very specific weather conditions.
Yes.
To see the persistent contrails. And another person had said this started really taking off in the 80s, and by the 90s it's going, late 90s it's really going. So it seemed to also track the patterns with some of our global weather shifts. So we talk about global warming. Could there be a third variable that makes contrails look more persistent?
Michael?
Due to changes in mixes of fuel and the weather pattern.
Well, we've looked into that, and we've ruled everything out. And again, the fallout of contrails is not aluminum, barium, and strontium, exactly what we're finding in the fallout from these trails. So we've ruled everything else out. You know, there is no other source that we were able to see for these metals coming out of it. We wanted to find a source and believe that these were natural. You know, the cloud cover that we're typically seeing on a daily basis from aircraft was 100% natural. However, we were unable to find this. So, you know, again, without a doubt, these programs are occurring. But I do want to speak to the gentleman who doesn't think that they're occurring and the people who might question these programs. Even if all of the science and the tests that have come forward and all of the evidence and proof, even if that was put aside, shouldn't we be concerned that geoengineers desperately want to spray aluminum oxide into the sky? We already have mass contamination around the world, and we're also already seeing profound effects. And if they're going to spray 10 to 20 million more tons, shouldn't that be an alarm for us? So I just want to address that as well for any of the naysayers. We are definitely in a crisis. This is something that they're desperately going after legislation for. So, folks, we got to wake up to this issue, whether you believe they're spraying or not. It's an issue that you need to be aware of.
And, Michael, the best website to go to for more information is?
Well, the best website is www.geoengineeringwatch.org.
Okay.
And the second best is the Coalition Against Geoengineering. I'm probably biased because I helped put that together. So
sure,
the one that's probably the most it's the best one put together.
Michael Burfu, we appreciate your time this evening. Thank you for joining us at Hometown Radio.
Thank you very much for having me. And, Di, take care. Thanks, everybody, for participating tonight.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much. We'll take a break. We'll come back and get final thoughts from Diane McCauley. This is News Talk 920 KVEC.
Steve Conkleton Show brought to you by Electrocraft, your commercial, industrial, and residential electrical contractor. Give him a call at 544-8224 at Electrocraft. The power is always on.
Thank you, Marty Hall. Thank you, Diane McCauley. The website to buy the DVD is
www.stopspraying.us.
You're going to have to come back so we can talk more, but a short final thought to send you off.
Please get the DVD, look at the information, do your own research, and then do what you feel moved to do to be part of the answer. Reclaim our environment, reclaim your future, reclaim your health, and secure a future for your children and the next generations to come. Speak up for the environment. Find the truth in this and be the answer.
Thank you, Diane.
Thank you for the airtime, and thank you all for listening and following through.